Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
March the 8th, we must march together. Friends of the Earth International joins the World March of Women's fifth international action. We resist to live, we march to transform, is a slogan for the fifth international action by the World March of Women, set to begin on March the 8th, 2020. Every 5 years, the World March of Women prepares an international action which brings together women's movements to take action against neoliberalism and mobilize, connecting local struggles and organizations with the international strength of the feminist movement. In 2020, the main themes will be resistance against the militarization of bodies, lives and territories, anti-capitalist and anti-imperialist struggles, opening borders and denouncing the rule of walls in the persecution of migrants, and calling for the self-determination of peoples, women and territories. The action is marked by resistance to the neoliberal and conservative offensive, which is attacking lives, territories and the work of women and the poor. Graça Samo, coordinator of the World March of Women International Secretariat, described to Real World Radio the features of the fifth international action.
World March of Women is an action-based movement. It was born from an action of women who came together from all over the world to take action against neoliberalism and the impact of these major policies on women. Find a slogan like this year that can represent the different concerns of the women. Resistimos para vivir y matamos para transformar. Our commitment to this is that we have done four different international actions. The first one was in the year 2000, and the second was 2005, and then third one 2010. 2015 was the fourth international action. Now, the form of action, it's kind of a campaign. It comes as a campaign, which starts from 18th of March until 17th of October. So it's a calendar of activities that our members of the movement are taking in the context of this period and in the context of the theme that we decide. To decide the theme of this year, we look at the context. We've been analyzing the context of the women in our country, in the different countries where we are represented, in the regions, but also globally. The advance of the extreme right, the advance of fascism forces that are really undermining people's rights, but especially women's rights. There is more war in different countries in Africa, but not only in Africa, in other countries like India and Middle East and so on. We have the different forces that are coming in the power of corporations. When the march was born in 1998 and the action in 2000 and in the year 2000, it was motivated by the advance of neoliberalism with privatization and all those kind of things. And women were losing jobs and the working conditions were worsening. And that mobilized women to come together and claim to their government the change of the structures, the change of the systems, the change of the policies, and to improve the condition of women's rights. Now, 20 years have passed, but when we look at the context in which we are living in the world, it's even worse than in the year 2000. We realize that in many countries, democracy is collapsing. Governments are not really responding to their commitments to the people. We have the invasions of transnational corporations in different territories that are taking away land, natural resources, and displacing people from their livelihoods. And that is creating more insecurity, more instability, more conflict, and people are forced to migrate to other countries and to other regions. And that also is creating a lot of frustration on women and the people in our community. So we say that this global action, it has to be for us to name and shame all these forms of oppression that we are living, and to challenge the advance of the extreme right and fascist forces in different parts of the world. So our action is going to be in the 18th of March, different countries are organizing their own activities. But on the 24th of April, we will have what we call 24 hours of solidarity action, where we only take actions against the power and impunity of transnational corporations. We are part of the global campaign to ban the impunity of transnational corporations, moving to the People's Treaty to defend the rights of communities, the rights of the people, and address all issues that are related to corruption and invasion of territories.
As mentioned, one of the main themes of the Fifth International Action is the opening of borders and denouncing the role of walls that separate people.
The activity of the border is going to be at the end of the action in October. But the Africa region has done an activity of solidarity with Western Sahara. If you know about Western Sahara people, Sahrawi people, that are living under occupation of Morocco in Western Sahara. So we had a delegation of African sisters who went to show solidarity with Sahrawi women. And the objective of that visit was also to visit the wall. But that visit didn't take place because there was no logistical conditions that would guarantee the delegation to visit the wall. So that was left for another opportunity. But we consider that naming the wall of shame that was dividing the Sahrawi people that was built by Morocco, it's a part of this attitude of the movement to denounce the role of walls. And we started our action in the Hard Africa region, visiting the territory of Sahrawi people because we wanted to show this solidarity, but we also wanted to connect this activity with the activity of closing in the wall that is going to take place in the border between El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala.
She also highlighted that we need to march together and reminded us that if we want to build movement, you need continuity. We need to have the guts to come together, she says. Not just on March the 8th. Environmentalist Federation Friends of the Earth International will mobilize this March the 8th in different regions of the world and joins the slogan of the World March of Women, "We resist to live, we march to transform." In its struggle for system change, Friends of the Earth says that it is not possible without dismantling patriarchy. Rio World Radio talked about this with Rita Uwaka from ERA, Friends of the Earth Nigeria, and member of Friends of the Earth International's Gender Justice and Dismantling Patriarchy Working Group.
The idea around mobilizing women is to project the interest of women, especially women that are suffering from inequality in the society, social and environmental injustice that's flourishing in different landscapes around the world. It's a period and day to give visibility to the contributions of women to environmental justice struggle, to issues, you know, relating to women, and also giving visibility to the concerns of women. There are lots of injustices against women around the world. There are a lot of violence, social violence, physical violence, emotional violence, and women continue to suffer the most. So it's a space to mobilize, to speak truth to power, and also to expose all forms of injustices against women anywhere and everywhere. And that's why we're mobilizing, not just on March 8th, it's just that it's a day set aside to build solidarity against all forms of injustices and inequality against women in Africa, in Asia, in the Americas, in Europe, and everywhere in the world. So 8th March, it's a day we're looking forward to. It's not just that 8th, every day is a day of mobilization for us. Every day is a day for every woman to speak out, to support social and environmental justice struggles, to support one another. But that would be a bigger match for all of us, both our friends and allies from World March of Women, resisting all forms of injustices in different landscapes. Women are going to be gathered from different corners, from different communities, cities, and territories to speak out, to voice out, to be heard, not just to be seen, to be heard and contributed their quota to social and environmental justice struggles around the world.
That we do in Friends of the Earth also involved dismantling of the patriarchy.
To the protection of the environment, but they are hardly recognized for the efforts they put in. We live in a world where capitalism has taken over the space, and this is fueled by patriarchy. And it's a situation that is causing a lot of inequality and causing a lot of discrimination, causing violence in territories where women, men, and community people are living. And we see this as a form of oppression that we need to dismantle. Does not dignify women and does not respect the rights of women and communities who are playing host to resources. And dismantling patriarchy, it's something that we have to collectively do in order to ensure system change. In order for us to really secure a sustainable society, we need to dismantle patriarchy. And women's leadership need to be supported in every way. There's a common slogan that we live in a man's world. You know, but if you really look at it critically, not just women that are in the society in terms of very learned women or women that are highly placed and all of that. Majority of the women at the grassroots, at the front line, are suffering the most. They are suffering the impacts of extraction, suffering the impact of land grabbing as a result of large-scale industrial plantation expansion, as a result of mining activities, as a result of pollution. We will continue to suffer these impacts because there's a lot of capitalism that is in the system that is fueled by patriarchy. So dismantling it is a sure way of ensuring system change and also securing sustainable society that we promote.
Our friends in World March of Women, they say, we resist to live, we march to transform. What we want to resist and we want to transform.
Violence against women. We want to resist all forms of unequal pay against women. Men and women should be given the same treatment. Women should be given the same opportunity as men. And we need to bring about this transformation for us to be able to sustainably have equity between men and women within the society and also to create solutions that are sustainable. We need to secure the empowerment of women, men, local communities, and those that are vulnerable to ensure that, for example, participation and decision-making in most areas are done by men. Women should also contribute to public participation in decision-making. And that is one way we can transform. We need to embrace sustainable solutions. And that's the only way we can get transformation. To also find a way to support women leadership. We need to build solidarity, economy among women, because economic power, that's what is used to really cause the deep inequality that exists between men and women. We mobilize, we resist, and we transform. And the only way we do that is to be able to build a sustainable society and to create equity between men and women and within the society in which we live.
To face a neoliberal and conservative rise, we need to avoid individualism and articulate actions with allies. Considering the new generations that are joining feminist movements, we ask Gracia what she wishes for new feminists.
In World March of Women, we give privilege of women that who are organized in organizations or in self-organized groups, because we understand that you cannot build feminism by yourself, by standing, you know, sitting in your home, in your computer, and that is not enough. You need to organize. You need to connect with other women so that you can show solidarity and help each other and build a common voice, please come and understanding of the different forms of oppression that you are going through or that women are going through. But we know that capitalism and colonialism, especially, they've been working to divide women, and they will use class, they will use the color, they will use heteronormativity, they will use different forms to divide us. So our process of building the action is to also question to ourselves, what feminism is it that we are building? What does it mean, our forms of organizing? How is it different, the current order? Yeah, the current order of social media and different forms of expression that women, and especially young women, are encountering to express themselves, like they are building feminism in different forms. My wish is that we need a strong collaborative movement, because we will tend to, sometimes we can have the idea that the new generation, the young feminists are coming with new energy, and they can use technology to build consciousness to influence people. But at the same time, you find that this is a generation that is at the same time dying from depression. This is the same generation that is frustrated because they don't have jobs, they don't find ways of building their autonomy, economically speaking. They don't have, like, you know, friends who can love, who can hug, you know. They live in a very isolated way. So we need to share our experiences of the elder feminists, or the feminists who have been on the journey for a long time. It's important to tell the story. It's important to tell where we are coming from and how the enemy has been occupying our own space to divide us. And we need to understand the different forms of manifestation of patriarchy and capitalism and colonialism. So my message to these women, and young women especially, is that they need to be strong. They need to occupy space. They need to learn organizing, because in everything you need to organize. You cannot succeed if you are acting by yourself.
Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm